They don't call it the Speedway for nothing. Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly.
Well, shit went down.
Shit went down.
So we'll talk about the shit that went down.
Yes.
We're also going to cover the ABC Supply 500, which is happening, well, we're recording on Sunday, so in a week.
In a week. Yep, happening. Up in the Poconos.
Must be nice.
The Poconos are beautiful.
I'd like to go one day. I'd also like to go to this race one day.
Yes, agreed.
We are also going to be talking about the push-to-pass debate that got started after Mid-Ohio, getting Pippa a ride, because that was a question we received, and since we had the interview with Doug last time, we didn't get to that question. We're having a little shit-we-didn't-make-up segment, and then we're going to talk about the silly season update, because everybody's favorite Russian is no more.
That is true.
So we're going to hit all of those.
All right, so starting off first with the ABC Supply 500. The raceway is called the Tricky Triangle because of its unique design.
I mean, there's a lot I could say right there.
Yes, there's a lot of innuendo that we can make about that. all right, each turn is modeled after turns from three different racetracks.
Which is cool.
That is pretty cool, actually. Kind of a throwback to some other tracks. So turn one has 14-degree banking and was modeled after the now-defunct Trenton Speedway in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Turn two is, I'm going to go ahead and say it, our favorite turn.
Clearly.
Because it's 9-degree banking, and it has characteristics of the IMS, so obviously it's the best one.
Well, naturally.
Yeah, naturally. So that's happening.
And then turn three only has 6-degree banking, and it's similar to the Milwaukee Mile.
I wonder how that works with the different banking as you're making those turns, especially on like an oval course. Like on a road course, I'm sure there's difference of banking, but on an oval, you're almost like...
Yeah, well, I mean, the less banking you have, the more you have to turn your wheel, because yeah. It's not pushing you down into the turn.
And one is 14, one is 9, and one is 6. It's not like they're... I mean, they're close, but they're not...
Yeah, well, and 14 to 9 is a big difference.
Yeah.
And honestly, you may not think that 9 degrees is very much banking, but if you have ever walked on the track at the IMS...
I have.
9 degrees is more than you'd think.
It is. And 6 degrees going into 14 degrees is probably a big deal.
Oh, I'm sure that's a huge difference.
Yeah, so that's 3 into 1.
Well, that seems to be like the sharpest turn is the 14 degree
well,
one.
Well, it might also be drawing.
You know what? I take your drawing as gospel truth.
Well, that's dangerous. Nobody should ever do that. Let's see. Winners from last couple of years. Will Power won last year in 16.
All right.
RHR in 15. Juan in 2014. And then Scott Dixon in 2013.
Wow.
Yeah.
Been a while since Dixon's won there.
Yeah, I know. And let's see. Last year's pole sitter was Michaela Lotion. So that's a little awkward right now.
Well, it won't be.
I don't think he's going to do that this year.
No, I don't think so.
And in last year's race, just reviewing the clips, RHR had a really good run. But I think he had mechanical issues, so they had to like restart and everything. Mm. But
I feel like he's been having some issues with his car this year.
I know, and I can't figure that out.
Yeah, he hasn't been running as well as he probably should be.
Yeah, well, I feel like a lot of people can say that this year.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, just a lot of people can say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's a lot of drivers that I thought would have been doing better that aren't.
Yeah, my board and the many points that I've won would show that.
Yeah.
Just not winning so well for me.
Well, some of the drivers definitely have it figured out. I mean, Newgarden in Mid-Ohio was super fast.
Super fast. Insanely fast, so.
I'm going to make my bets.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with the three-peat. And I'm going to pick Newgarden to win.
Oh, my God.
I know. I typically say Newgarden doesn't do that great on ovals, mm-hmm. but I don't know. If he's got the same car he had him in Ohio, it is fast, and I think if he can get out there...
Oh, my gosh. It's a fast car.
It is. I think the difference will be how well he qualifies, because that's also his issue, is that he doesn't typically qualify well for ovals, and so he doesn't start out higher up in the pack. So hopefully he qualifies well, otherwise I'm going to be screwed on that bet. Top five, I'm going to say Alio.
Ooh.
Because he is second in points right now.
Okay.
And I think this probably is going to be his last season. So I think he's hungry and
he wants to try and save that job.
He wants to try and save that job. Plus, you know, I'll put Alio out there just for Doug since he's got a $100 bet riding on him winning the championship. So we'll do one bet for Doug here.
There you go. We're giving him a little help on that.
Little help.
Maybe.
And then top 10, I'm going to say Hinchcliffe.
Okay.
We haven't... heard too much about him recently. But he always does solid.
He does solid.
He always does solid. So I think, yeah.
No news is good news, I guess.
Yeah.
It's what, they had 3 weeks off?
Yeah. I think was 3 weeks. So, yeah. So, I'm going to say Hinchcliffe.
Okay.
And then first out, I'm just going to say Sato since we can't pick our favorite Russian.
I know. It's kind of, well, I'm going to just lose more now that I can't pick Mikhail.
I know.
I'm a little upset about that. Just a little upset. Okay. I think it's Pagano to win.
Okay.
And I don't know why. He did extremely well last year, but he kissed the wall and, like, basically ruined the back end of his car. So I think whenever you've got somebody who is doing really well and hits the wall, they kind of come back with it like, I really want to take this.
Yeah.
This is mine.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to come in first. I think Rossi top five. But, you know, I am putting him in the category of drivers I thought would be doing better.
Yeah.
I mean, again, and, you know, this goes to the silly season. Should Honda switch to Chevy, I would like to see Rossi go to Schmidt-Peterson Motorsport, which there happens to be an opening now.
There just happened to be an opening.
Somebody might or might not have been like, there's an opening on Schmidt. Rossi can go there. So, and then top 10, I'm going to say Connor.
Yeah.
He's been doing well. I've been very impressed with the growth. I think the AJ Foyt boys need to kind of step up a bit.
Yes.
In general.
Yeah. I mean, they've got the engineers. It's like they've got all the pieces.
Just something's off. It's like when you're making a cake and it's just not coming together.
Yeah. Like they're using baking soda instead of baking powder.
As long as it's, what is it, Clever Girl
baking
one
powder.
Of them?
Yeah. Yeah. Clever Girl baking powder. There we go. So, but yeah, I mean, Connor did very well at Mid-Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like all the pieces came together.
Yeah.
So, I hope that coming off of that he does well on this track as well.
I mean, my concern is that they have had that 3 weeks off, and I think there's a bit of, I don't want to say lack of maturity, because that's not the right term, but I just think he's young enough, or still young enough, that there's sort of that, like, focus issue.
Yeah, that he could easily get distracted and not,
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's a problem for Hinch. I mean, he's 30 years old.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks off, I don't think is going to affect his focus during the race.
Special things happen when you turn 30. You get a lot wiser. At least in some things.
You realize you can't drink like you're 21 anymore, even though you think you can.
Even though you think you can.
At the time you think you can, and then the next morning.
Nope.
No, you wake up, I'm going to die.
Just
kill me.
Where's the water? Then you use my special soap to wake yourself up. How I get through my hangovers. And then I had TK for first out.
Okay.
Just because I keep thinking back to Texas.
Yeah.
It was just crazy.
Yes, the clusterfuck.
The clusterfuck 600. And I don't know, I think you and I have talked about that. TK's just not had the greatest season.
He really has, and I think this is probably his last season as well.
That's unfortunate. I mean, both for he and Elio, I think they're good drivers. And
I think they are good drivers, but
I think they've also kind of reached that point where it's time to go.
Yeah. I mean, and I can't imagine they don't have enough money saved up that they can
hang out.
Do yeah. Well, and either one of them could easily get a job on a race team, just not
definitely.
As a driver. I mean, I don't think there would be any hesitation in somebody hiring them. I mean, definitely get jobs as strategists.
Gosh, yes. Anybody who has them in there is going to do real well.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah. Or even, I mean, I could see Elio calling a race from a booth.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's got kind of that charisma.
I think he absolutely has that charisma.
I think Tony does as well, but I think Tony would be just much better in somebody's ear.
Yeah. I think Tony would be better in somebody's ear than Elio, actually.
Plus, if it's a fellow Portuguese driver, they can just speak in Portuguese and be sneaky.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome, except not as cool for us on our little radios.
Well, that's
like,
true.
I don't know what he's saying.
I mean, I'll pick up some of it.
Just enough to go, he said,
I think.
Maybe go faster?
Right. I'll be able to pick out the cuss words. I recognize cuss words in every language.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's all that matters to us.
That's, yeah.
Really.
It's a special skill of mine. So first out, Canal. Well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if my bad luck continues.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I could have just screwed myself with all these predictions, so you might catch up to me.
Oh, I doubt it. I doubt it.
All right, so push to pass.
So, and in case anybody who's listening doesn't know what it is, it's an ability, a driver has this ability, it kind of gives them a short burst of power in their car, and they just hit a button on their steering wheel. I think like in Mario Kart, if you get the little star in Mario Kart, your car goes fast for a while. That's kind of how I think about push-to-pass.
Yes,
except everybody can use the star whenever, it's not like you surprise.
Yeah.
He ran over a star, which kind of would be, ooh.
Like a Pokemon Go almost.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun. Who gets a push to pass? You hit the star. And I think we've talked about it before that in 2016 they changed it to do minutes and not like you get X amount of uses.
Yes.
Which is a good change.
I agree. I like, yeah, I like the...
You get like a bank.
You get a bank of seconds and...
choose wisely.
And yeah, and you can use it and you can also turn it off. You don't have to, whereas before you hit it and it ran its course.
Yeah.
So you can hit it and then turn it off. So you can use, you know, 3 seconds or 10 seconds or...
Yeah, you think, I'm going to get this guy and then, nope, not going to get this guy.
Nope.
Nope, not going to happen.
Like, okay, well, going to back off and not waste these seconds.
Yeah. So this sort of issue's kind of cropped up in the whole IndyCar online community because in his post-race interview from Mid-Ohio, Will talked about the whole thing of who can and can't use push-to-pass. And he thought it should be used more in an offensive type style, meaning like everybody but the driver in front could use it.
Well, I don't think that was necessarily his thought as far as it being everybody but the driver in front. Mm. But I think he thought that like you can only use it if you were actively trying to pass somebody.
Okay.
So you cannot use it defensively okay. to maintain yeah, yeah. your position. But if you are actively trying to pass That's somebody, right. then yeah. you can use it.
Yeah.
But there are so many drivers that, you know, somebody will try to pass them and then they will defensively use it mm-hmm. to prevent that pass. And I kind of like that.
I do too.
I don't know.
I mean, so the three schools of thought are, A, take it all away. Nobody uses it. B, that offensive, so you can use it, but who's ever being overtaken can't use it. Or,
which I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
Because if you're trying to overtake me and you're using push to pass, then why would I not want to use push
right.
to pass? Otherwise, what's the point in being in the lead? And I think Oriel Servia said it, mm-hmm. that you know whoever's the leader is the sitting duck.
Yes.
Because then they cannot defend their position. And it's the same with, you know, blocking. Mm-hmm. You know, you can defend your line. And so I think that with...
No, you said it perfectly. I was just looking back because when they asked Oriel Servia about it, he goes, talking about it, and this is from the IndyStar article, because, you know, from IndyStar, he goes, actually, then he'll be the first one to hate it, Servia said, quote, because Mr. Speedy Power many times is leading, so he would be the sitting duck.
I enjoyed that.
Mr. Speedy Power. Oh, my God, that's funny.
Yeah, that article made me laugh.
It's kind of funny.
But it is true. I think that in theory, Willpower likes this, but if he were in the lead and was not able to defend his position, that he would yeah. not like it so much. I think that what he was trying to fix was the issue with Gutierrez.
Yeah.
Because every time they would try to pass Gutierrez, he would use his push to pass. But I think that the Gutierrez problem was not a push-to-pass issue. I think it was a race control issue.
100% a race control issue. There's a rule on the books that if you are not on the lead car's lap, which he wasn't, then at a point, race control can order you back.
Absolutely. And they had plenty of opportunities yes. to do that. And on the yellow, as we discussed last time, would mm-hmm. have been a perfect time. You could have, A, had him pass Newgarden in the pace car and go to the back of the pack, get back on the lead lap, whatever. Or you could have had the rest of the pack pass him.
Like, whatever is easiest.
Whatever is easiest, path of least resistance. But that could have solved that problem right then and there. And then you would have actually had a battle for the lead. And mm-hmm. I don't know that Newgarden would have won.
Yeah.
Because he was on the blacks and everybody else was on the reds. And so coming off that caution, I think that Power and Rahal would have definitely given Newgarden a run for his money, if not mm-hmm. overtaken him.
Mm-hmm. It would have definitely made... I mean, it was still an exciting race.
It was. We had a great time watching it.
But I think it would have made those last kind of 10 laps, because there was a moment where we were sitting there for the last 10 laps, and it was like, well, there's Newgarden. And there's the rest of the pack.
Yeah, he was so far in front.
Which is, first of all, good on him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean
that's what you want, is that nice long lead. I mean, that's Alio every time he won the Indy 500.
Yeah.
You know, he would get that nice long lead. I mean, that's kind of what he was known for mm-hmm. on those ovals, is, you know, get out in front and then just keep stretching that lead as much as you can.
Get that good clean air and keep going.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, clean air doesn't mean there's no exhaust from the car in front of you.
It's air disturbance.
Found that out once. It's okay. I'm not too proud to admit I don't know everything.
No, we definitely don't. Some of this we're learning as we go, so.
Makes it fun.
It does make it fun.
I think it plays into our little curiosities.
I think so.
I think I'm with you. I think if they have it, everybody should be able to use it both offensively and defensively.
But I think that race control should have put the smack down on Gutierrez when he was using it to defend his position when he's not on the lead lap.
I'm just saying.
Like, him using it there when Power and Rahal were trying to get around, you know, and they eventually just stopped because they said, you know, they're not going to wreck their cars over somebody that's not even in the running for the podium. You know, it's just not worth it. It's not worth the risk. And so there, race control should have been like, stop using your push to pass. Let them get around you. I mean, I said multiple times that day, I cannot believe he's not getting blue flags.
Exactly. I remember talking about that. And race control just needs to step up. And I'll say it again. I am available.
I mean, we would have run that race a lot smoother.
You need a cranky attorney who's used to telling people what to do with their lives to come on the radio and just tell people what to do with their lives.
That's how we get along, because I tell people what to do with their lives at work.
That's been my job.
Yeah, that's my job, too.
So, race control, hire us.
Hire us. No.
Maybe just me.
Just you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't be trusted.
I mean, it would be fun.
It would be a great time.
But there would be a lot of, like, what are you doing? What's happening? Put down the flag! Stop black flagging everybody! You can't black flag a driver just because you don't like them.
Tell me I can't. Watch me.
All decisions are not appealable.
My decisions are final.
I am the law.
Yeah, I can't be trusted with that kind of power.
You really can't be trusted.
No. Mm-mm. No, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I would be the poster child for that.
Probably the most hated race control.
Oh, I'd accept bribes.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean.
I can't be bought.
Yeah.
I can't. It's all right. I'm not too proud.
Nope.
What do you think about just eliminating it completely, though?
I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's the one I get stuck on.
Well, and I guess I could have done some research on this, but since it gives them, like, an extra boost of power right there, why don't the cars have the ability to go that fast anyway?
That's a great question.
I mean, if you were going to eliminate it, then what is the restriction on the vehicle that doesn't allow it to go that fast on its own without using this push to pass? Does the push to pass change, you know, maybe the gas ratio or whatever, so that the car goes faster and, you know, maybe isn't quite as efficient on your fuel usage? Or is there something that's restricting the car from actually going that fast the whole time? So if you're going to take away the push to pass, then I say let the cars be faster all the time.
Okay. I get that, and I've been struggling with the question, too, of keep it or don't keep it. I kind of like it because there's some strategery built into it.
Yeah.
You know, I see that. But, yeah, like, why can't they go fast that whole time? So why, I'm wondering, like, when did it start?
Yeah, when did the push-to-pass start?
I'm making a note. We should look it up.
I don't think push-to-pass was a thing when AJ Foyt was racing.
I mean, he is the GOAT.
He is the GOAT.
I don't think Mario used push-to-pass.
I mean, neither one of them needed push-to-pass, so.
They just needed a wrench. And nobody looking. So, okay. Well, we'll figure this out, and next time we'll figure out. We'll let you guys know, like, when did it start?
Yeah.
Shit we didn't make up. Okay, so 2 weeks ago, I rambled for a minute because I swore up and down that one of the IndyCar models, IndyCar drivers, the new 2018 model, was a model, and did some digging. It's Joseph Newgarden.
Oh, not surprised.
So,
not surprised.
This is legitimately from IndyCar.com, his profile. I'm going to try and read this through without giggling.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to happen. It's in the About Joseph section. He loves fashion. He's appeared front row at the Rag and Bone fashion show during New York Fashion Week. Know what that means.
I don't know what the Rag and Bone fashion show is, but I know the New York Fashion
Week. New York, I do know what that means, but Rag and Bone, have no idea. Let's see, he was a cover model on the March issue of Image and Style magazine, and the only model in the 8-page feature in the spring 2016 issue of Pattern magazine, which I looked up because I thought it was like a sewing pattern magazine.
No.
It's not. It is an indie-based magazine, which is, quote, luxurious, oversized, meticulously curated, award-winning, collectible, independent, biannual fashion, art, and culture publication designed for a globally minded, sophisticated audience. Wow, they forgot an Oxford comma. I'm going to go ahead and say maybe not so much sophisticated.
A lot of judgment there.
It's that Oxford comma. It gets me.
I love the Oxford comma.
It has to be there.
It does.
It does. Also, thank you, Juliana, for sending that picture.
Yes, she sent us a fabulous picture of Joseph.
I don't know, is it on your phone as the home screen?
It's not.
Okay. It's probably best. I think that'd be Exhibit A in your trial.
Yeah, I think that, that would be quite the stalking charge.
That might be, yes.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, I know you enjoyed it because you like Joseph. I found the picture slightly hilarious. It was slightly hilarious. I can't help it. He was, like, doing some weird beach thing with a sign that said, like, Indy 500 or bus.
Yeah. It was from a couple of years ago when that was, like, their hashtag that they sent out. Like, yeah, there was a whole bunch of Indy 500 bust.
Was he hitchhiking from a beach?
No, it was just...
Why is his shirt unbuttoned?
Because he has a nice chest. Because nobody wants to see Joseph Newgarden with his shirt on.
Oh, that stalking turd is coming.
I'm telling you. We take a vote right now. Would you rather see Joseph Newgarden in a shirt or shirtless?
We're going to do a Twitter poll.
We'll do a Twitter poll. Shirtless will win.
It probably would.
Yeah.
It probably would.
Although then I guess he can't make fun of Sage Karam anymore. But see, that's the thing, is that he doesn't run around shirtless all the time, so.
But will you be wearing a shirt,
Sage? But will you be wearing a shirt, Sage?
So many questions.
Hashtag shirts for Sage.
So.
But no, that is a fabulous picture.
It makes me laugh. It does. I'm like, I have so many questions.
Well, I'm curious to look up his other actual modeling pictures. And I wonder if Pattern has an online.
I bet that they do.
Yeah,
it's an indie-based magazine.
We should delve into their,
archives?
Their archives, yeah.
It's not that far back. It's only, I guess, last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe try and find some photos from the New York Fashion Week, September 2016.
Rag and bone fashion show. Don't know what that means. Is that a clothing?
It must be a brand or designer, Rag and Bone, yeah.
I don't know.
We should ask Beth since that's what she does for a living.
She probably knows.
Yeah, she would
like
know.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beth, your sister, Beth.
Yeah.
There are many Beths in our lives.
There are many Beths in our lives.
Okay, so that's the shit we didn't make up because I really wanted to figure out who that model was. I wasn't wrong.
And, not surprised.
Mm-hmm. I said it was either Sage or Joseph.
Yeah.
Just wasn't sure.
I think Sage wishes he was a model.
Yeah, I think Sage lives his life like he's a model.
He does. Or like he's a Baywatch lifeguard.
Oh, Sage.
No shirts, ever.
So we thought, because part of our reason for starting this podcast was to help, you know, other women out there who like IndyCar. I mean, everybody can listen to us. And everybody should listen to us.
Absolutely.
Because we're fantastic. But we thought we would start looking and seeing what female racers out there are doing. Granted, this is a couple of weeks old, but a few weeks back, Pippa Mann and Shay Holbrook, and Shay is actually an old family name of mine, so shout out to that name.
Yep.
They raced.
Very Irish name.
Very Irish name. And here's me going to try not kill this. They raced in the Lamborghini Blanc Payne Super Trofeo North America at Road America, IMSA, which is the International Motorsports Association race. Whew, that was a mouthful for me.
That was a mouthful.
Finished P4 in class, P14 overall, so not bad.
Not bad at all.
Just one shy of a podium finish.
Yeah.
So that was exciting. I think early in the season, Pippa and Jackie Heinreicher actually became the organization's first all-female driving pair.
Well, that's cool.
That's kind of exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah, and fun fact, Jackie was the only woman to compete at the Lamborghini World Finals in 2016, and she took home 2 third-place finishes.
Good for her.
So, way to go.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And I think recently Pippa, she was supposed to kart both yesterday and today, but from her Twitter feed or her Instagram feed, like, she got injured, and so she's not racing today, meaning Sunday.
Oh, gotcha. So, that's too bad.
Yeah, no. It's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
So, there's some news from female racers out there. We're going to start, you know, scrolling through news, seeing what we can't bring you every week, because that's kind of what we're about.
It is what we're about. So, yeah, we're going to bring you some more information about other female racers.
Because we should support them.
Absolutely.
And speaking of supporting them, the best
so, right?
Oh!
I'm getting Pippa that full-time ride. So, the name of the game is sponsorship, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be, but it is.
We talked about that with Doug. Should be.
But it is, so...
I don't know where to start with getting her a ride sponsorship-wise, because as I was looking this up, so the women in technology...
Yeah, we had a mini rant about this a week and a half, or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was announced, So the women in technology.
Oh, no, this was for the 500 last. This was for this year's 500.
Oh, okay.
But somehow we neglected to read it.
Yeah.
Or realize it. Which, yeah. To be fair, the month of May is a very special time for us.
Yeah, it's a busy time. But yeah, so we happened upon this information. And the woman in technology sponsored Zach Veach. Why?
Not a female.
Why?
Not a woman.
Why in the shit is women in technology going to sponsor a man?
Which, by the way, let me just read the press release that was put out. Here's what they say. The Indy Women in Tech Championship, which is the golf championship that's coming to the Brickyard, I think.
Sometime.
I don't play golf. Will raise funds for the Indy Women in Tech Foundation, which is there to, quote, raise awareness and funds for women in tech initiatives with a focus on robotics, STEM, and career transitioning for individuals reentering the workforce. So they chose a male to sponsor and not a woman race car driver, which feeds right into STEM, which feeds right into robotics.
Yeah.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, I mean, it's just, like, whose decision was that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to be a little feminist ranty here for a minute, but really?
I mean, really. And it's not like they sponsored, you know, okay, if you were going to sponsor the top male in the championship at the time.
Fine.
Okay, I guess I can understand that. But Zach Veach.
Rookie, first time.
I don't believe that he's done anything proactive for women other than accept money from this.
I mean, perhaps he's, like, vocal about it. I mean, I don't want to make it seem like we're, like, he's out there hating women.
Well, I know. I don't think he's out there hating women, but I didn't see him tweeting anything in support of Pippa with the whole issue of, you know, them wanting to start a separate league for women only. I didn't see him hashtagging We Race as Equals.
I didn't see that. I mean, we could be wrong.
We could be wrong. But that just seems ridiculous.
If you're trying to support women in STEM, which is a hard field because it's been a predominantly male-dominated field. It's, you know, my field was more male-dominated. It's not as much anymore. But, like, if you're trying to support women, maybe have a woman up there so young girls who are like, oh, indie women, you know, women in tech. Okay, well, that's not a woman.
Right? Well, and I would also say that's probably why we didn't hear about that story at the time is because an organization geared towards supporting women in technology and in STEM and in all that, that supports a man, it's a non-story.
It is a non-story.
Who wants to, that doesn't make headlines. No. How about you support a female? I guarantee you would have gotten the support of many other organizations.
Definitely.
And it probably would have increased Pippa's sponsorship in general.
100%. So one of the ways to give her a full-time ride is female organizations, particularly STEM. Ooh, excuse me, that Yuengling had a little bit of a bite again today. That's that vodka too from yesterday. Organizations, specifically STEM-based organizations, but at the same time, I think other female organizations.
Yeah.
I mean, every field out there has, you know, women, like, I know there's multiple women lawyers, associations, I'm sure, like, the medical associations have different women-based organizations. You know, that's a natural sponsorship because that's women looking at another woman and saying, hey, you're doing a great thing, you know, like, let's support, it's women helping women.
Yeah, let's support one another.
I think that's something that, and I mean, I'm not handling anything for anybody's sponsorship, but that's a well I would go to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, as long as there continues to be this unequal balance of sponsorship for female drivers, I say, why not go to female organizations?
Mm-hmm. Or like, businesses with female CEOs.
Yeah.
Especially, who wrote Lean In? She was with Google or Yahoo, but I don't think she's there anymore. Darn it.
That would have been a great sponsor.
But, you know, that's other people that, A, should be reached out to, and I think, B, us as fans, you know, one of the things that people don't realize is that maybe the CEO doesn't read the email or the tweet or however you choose to communicate with people, but somebody in there will see your communication with them.
Absolutely.
You know, and if you're serious about getting Pippa a ride, which I think I am, I think she's a good driver and I'd like to see her out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we as fans and we as supporters of her also need to take it upon ourselves to go, hey, I'm going to send something to the people that, you know, I think are female organizations and businesses and say, you should have her do this.
Absolutely.
So there's a thought there.
Absolutely. Well, and I mean, if there was an organization like that did sponsor Pippa and made it, you know, because she's a woman mm-hmm. and, you know, women helping women and all that, I would be more apt to buy their products or use their services.
100%. 100% with that.
Yeah.
Because money talks, and if you support mm-hmm. them, they'll see that there was an uptick in it.
Yeah.
It's how it goes.
Absolutely. Women in technology. Epic fail.
Epic fail. Just makes
what
me
what the
mad.
Hell?
I just can't. I also thought about GoFundMe, like a crowdfunding thing.
Hmm.
I don't know how that would work.
I don't know how that would work either.
Maybe.
It's a thought.
It's a thought. You never know.
It's a thought. Although, I don't know that you can raise the kind of money you need with a GoFundMe.
I mean, it won't be a full sponsor.
Sure.
But let's... Sure. Whoa. Yeah.
But yeah.
So that was some thoughts we had.
Yeah. Yeah, we should look into that. Other female-run organizations.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure everybody out there. I mean, I'm sure engineering associations, chemists. I know chemists have one.
Yeah, I'm sure engineers have one.
Yeah,
there's a lot. So
there is a lot. We should reach out to them. So we'll continue to look into this issue with Pippa, see what else we can think about. Obviously, if she starts talking about her sponsors, I think, see what they are, and if there's a way to use them, use them.
And absolutely, and support them, and
send a tweet at them. Hey, thanks for supporting her. Means a lot to me. Can't wait to try and use some of your products or services if you can. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. And you know, I love to tweet at people. So,
oh, I know.
I mean, even though it's a little late, I may still tweet at Women in Technology about sponsoring Zach Beach.
Just be like, well, we get kind of excited on the month of May, and. I mean, when I looked at it, there's only about 3 releases, and one of them was, like, AJ Foyt team. I think one was IndyCar IMS.
Yeah.
And then probably one was the Indy Women Tech, who are doing
yeah.
the thing.
Well, also, he looks like a ventriloquist doll.
I was waiting for you to say
that. I stole that line from one of the guys we met at Mid-Ohio, but it's totally true.
Yeah.
It's 100% true. All right. Well, let's get into the silly season. So, McLaren has made some rumblings about joining IndyCar.
Yeah, it's super vague, and I don't think it'll be for the upcoming season.
No.
But both Brown, boy, I might be getting this wrong, who's the CEO of McLaren, and Mark Miles from IndyCar have both kind of, like, vague tweeted about it. Vague booked it on Twitter. What is it that you said?
Yeah, vague booking.
They vague booked it on Twitter.
That's what I say when people post things on Facebook that are... It's something that's not specific, but, like, clearly they're talking about a specific person or situation, but then they don't necessarily want you to ask questions about it, or they're doing it because they do want you to ask them questions about it, but they don't want to be specific, so they're vague booking, and it drives me insane.
They're like, I've had a bad day, but I don't want to talk about it. Bullshit! You
right?
want somebody to
that's
ask
why you,
you
posted it on social media. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm okay. calling bullshit on that.
Flying the flag.
Yeah, no, vague booking drives me insane.
Yeah. So, if McLaren... comes over to IndyCar at some point that, I mean, they're right now with Honda at F1, so we'll see what happens. But yeah. They've also been having they've been having issues with their Honda engines in F1.
Oh.
I don't know. My Honda's having issues.
Interesting.
Well, and they worked with Andretti Autosport for Fernando.
Oh, that's true.
In this past
5 years. Yeah, so.
Not really a pretty car.
I know you loved that car.
I loved that car. I also liked it was very minimal as far as sponsorship goes. But, I mean, with F1 money, apparently that's how you do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Alonso's not hurting for money. That's a damn sure.
He is. No.
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 Not at all.
So we're still waiting. Well, we're recording this on Sunday, so hopefully I don't have to come back and edit this out at some weird reason. We're still waiting on the Andretti Autosport to reveal if they're going to do Honda or Chevy for next year.
Yes.
And if they choose Honda, like, the Twitter for IndyCar will...
Look, if they choose Chevy?
I'm sorry, yes. If they choose Chevy, it'll just be fire.
It'll, yeah.
Everybody will lose their mind.
Yeah.
It's just going to go nuts. So part of me, like, secretly, I kind of want them to. Just to see what happens.
just to watch the shit storm.
Just to watch the world burn.
Oh.
But then again, I don't, because you know I like Honda.
I know, you do like Honda.
I do hate Andretti. So the struggle is real. It's a lot of conflictions.
You just want Rossi to not be on Andretti, so
that's
you can
exactly
hate Andretti
right.
as a whole.
Because I want him on Schmidt SPM. I mean, that's where he needs to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
He needs to be on a smaller team where they can be a lot more development tuned to him and not Andretti Autosport, where they're throwing development at Margo and it's just not working.
I think they just need to let that go.
Just let it bye.
Let it die.
Maybe he could go right. What is it? The sports cars now? Is that what Elio's going to?
Yeah.
I think that's a great transition from Marco.
I think Marco could, I don't know, like, go to college. just get out of racing altogether.
Just go to college, get a degree.
Right? Like the rest of us.
Be a real adult.
Yeah.
You know, just saying.
Just saying. You clearly don't want to drive race cars, so.
We know, it's okay.
Maybe just call a spade a spade. Be done with it.
Just cut, run.
Yeah, cut your losses, move on.
So this happened yesterday.
Oh, yes.
While we were in the middle of a track. A drag track. Which is awesome, by the way.
It was, yeah. We went to watch drag racing yesterday, and it was very fun.
First time going.
First time, and yeah, it was a blast.
It was. It was just, like, pure, unadulterated speed.
Yeah.
Just unrefined speed, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Just shooting down.
It was, yeah. It was super fun.
Super loud.
Super loud. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But
didn't think about that.
Yeah, we did not. We did not plan ahead appropriately, nope. So we had little makeshift earplugs.
We looked a little white trash, but that's okay.
I mean, we usually do.
Yeah, there's always that section.
I mean, it runs through us.
It does.
Yeah.
We make it look good.
We do. We can dress up real nice, but deep down there is a little bit of Irish white trash in both of us.
Sometimes there's more than a little bit.
I mean,
depends on the situation.
Depends on the situation. Depends on how much we've had to drink. Depends on if you insulted our family. I mean, there's lots of variables to how much white trash exposes itself.
Basically, it's the lawyer answer. Yeah, it depends. It depends. A lot of factors. So all of a sudden, news came out that Mikhail Aloshin is out.
He is out.
All out from IndyCar.
Who was it that said it yesterday on Twitter?
It was the IndyCar UK Twitter.
Yeah, and he says, he's not a lotion, he's a lotion.
Which I love.
Oh my gosh, that was just hilarious.
Perfect.
Yeah, that tickled us.
It did. He's now going to, according to the release, do the LMP1 cars, which are those weird prototype cars that you see at Le Mans.
Oh yeah.
So he's going to be working on that.
Okay.
Still with Schmidt, but in a different.
Interesting.
So, they're not saying much else. I mean, but as far as the speculation is, I mean, I think we all know why.
Yeah, you can't keep wrecking race cars and expect to still have a ride in them. Race cars are damn expensive.
Right? They are not cheap, Mikhail.
Right?
Ugh.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the big factor.
Now we've regained our composure after I made a joke that will not be aired. Some things are just for us.
Yeah.
So, Mikhail, yeah, you can't keep wrecking cars.
You can't.
And expect to still have a ride. I mean, this is why we can't have nice things, Mikhail. This is why we can't have nice things.
Although, it makes me sad, because he was on every, if I was like, nah, who's going to crash out first?
Mikhail. Yeah. It's an easy bet, because he was, I mean, win it or wreck it was his thing, but you gotta win some with that strategy. You can't just stuff it into the wall every time.
I mean, if you're gonna crash a lot, you also gotta win a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and has not been doing that.
No.
Well, that's so.
It'll be interesting to see, because now there's an open spot on Schmidt.
Yep, and I know you want Rossi to go there.
I would like Rossi.
Which then two of your favorite drivers would be on the same team, Hench and Rossi.
I mean, I'm done. That's it. Ta-da!
Yeah, you designed everything with Schmidt Motorsports.
Guess who just became the biggest Schmidt-Peterson Motorsport fan ever?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll come back to your house and there'll just be SPM stuff everywhere.
Just wearing hats in every photo. Just, hello.
You'll have stickers all over your car like it's a race car. It'll look like you're being sponsored by SPM.
Just saying. Come on, that's kind of, well, Penske, you like a lot of Penske drivers.
I do like a lot of Penske drivers. That is true. Well, and I think that, I mean, I know that, you know, you and Doug gave me grief, and, you know, you said I was probably a Yankees fan as well, which I'm not. but I think that, I mean, Roger Penske has done a great job with his team.
You can't, everybody has to concede that.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a great job with his team, and he's been a forced to contend with for decades at this point. Now, once he retires, or if he does this literally until the day he dies, once he passes away at some point, will that be the case with Penske without Roger Penske at the helm? I don't know that it will be.
Yeah.
I think that Roger Penske has a lot to do with that and how his team is run. And so I think that that's part of the success. And so I think that without Roger Penske, I don't know that Penske will.
Yeah, it'll be, I mean, not that I want him to.
No.
Yeah, like, not that I want him to pass or to retire even,
yeah.
But yeah, I wonder what will happen. I mean, no, it's not the same with Andretti because Mario might have started, but now Michael's really running it.
Yeah, I mean, Mario's still a part of it, but yeah, mm-hmm. Penske doesn't really have anybody that he's been, like, training as an up-and-comer.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas the Andretti's kind of have this manage-up
Well, I'm thinking of the gameplay. Marco might be managing it.
Oh, I don't think that. Run that into the ground.
It's not a smart idea. Michael, don't.
Yeah.
Michael, no, Michael.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do it.
Although, you never know. Maybe he'd be good from behind the scenes.
Perhaps. Maybe that's his bailiwick.
Yeah, I mean, because Penske didn't race that long, and then he got into owning a team. I mean, and he was fairly successful, but he didn't race for that many years before he started his own race team. And he funded racers for a lot of years with his own money.
Yeah.
Before he had sponsorship. And so I think that, you know, it's like some people, when you look at NASA, some people are astronauts, and some people are mission control people.
True.
And it's not that one is necessarily any better than the other, but you have to know your strengths and weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Penske realized that he was going to do well in the mission control spot.
Yeah, amen to that.
So, yeah. I mean, I've always thought, I mean, it'd be cool to go into space, but I always thought if I had to pick between the two, I'd enjoy mission control more. If I was going to pick who I would want to date, I mean, astronaut wins. Always. Astronaut always wins, but...
Swipe right for astronauts.
Yeah. Yeah, astronauts get swiped right every time. But yeah, so maybe that would be a good step for Marco. I mean, not at this point. He's still too young. I don't think he has enough experience to do that. But maybe he would be more successful behind the scenes and not on the track.
Yeah, about another 15 to 20 years.
Yeah.
He's got to mature a bit.
He does need to mature a little bit.
Just saying.
So, but yeah.
Me and my 32 years of matureness.
Right, yeah.
He needs to mature a bit more.
He needs to mature that voice a little bit. So, but yeah, Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports, if they picked up Rossi, that would be awesome.
I think it'd be a great team. I think.
Well, I think Hinch and Rossi would
help each other.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Well, I think they'd have a lot of fun together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that they'd be good teammates.
Yeah, and I think that's what you also want on a team is not only do you want drivers that do well, but drivers that interact well together because you're basically stuck with each other.
Yeah, I mean, you're spending a lot of time together.
A lot of time.
Mm-hmm. So. Interesting to see how all that shakes out. Is there any expectation on when we're going to hear about?
Rumor was we were supposed to have heard by the Poconos race, but at the same time, like, do you want to be making that announcement, especially if it is the switch to Chevy, when you still have races to go, knowing that it will impact drivers?
Your drivers, yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's why everybody's, like, that's why Roger Penske said, like, I'm not going to address the Elio rumors until after the season.
Yeah,
like,
right. His comment was like, we don't typically talk about strategy changes mid-season.
Yeah, which makes sense.
It does make sense.
So as much as everybody thinks we're going to hear about it sooner, I think it's going to be later.
I would agree with that.
I think that's the best decision. Like, all right, make it, hold it, and then at the end of the season, here's
this is the decision. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is where we're going.
I mean, shit's going to go down at the end of the season.
I mean, shit is going to go down at the end of the season. Shit is gonna get crazy.
Gonna get real.
Yeah, I mean, because, TK retires, mm-hmm. Alia retires. Well, you know, Alia may still have a seat for the 500.
Yeah.
But I'll be interested to see who Penske is gonna wanna snatch up to fill that fourth seat, Alia's spot. And they might try to grab, or no, because they're Chevy, so Rossi wouldn't go there. I mean, Penske likes to run four drivers.
He does. Although the rumor was he's just going down to three.
Oh.
That was kind of the thing, was he's going to downsize the IndyCar races. Mm. And if Elio has the permanent Indy 500 seat, so let's say they run three and then a fourth for
the Indy 500,
then Juan ran. Ooh, that's hard to say.
Juan ran.
Ooh! He ran it this past time on Team Penske.
Yeah, which I think that he is anticipating he's going to run the Indy 500 again this year on Team Penske, but I don't know that that's going to be the case if this is Alio's last season. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen either.
Sorry, Juan.
I mean, I think that, it's Alio, and so I think that he'll get more runs for the Indy 500 just because of who he is.
Yeah, and he's
been a fan favorite there and all that, but also, he is in the running for the 500 club.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wins one more 8500, then that'll be four wins. If he wins a fourth time, he'll be in that 8500 club with mm-hmm. Rick Mears, mm-hmm. AJ Foyt, and Al Unser.
Yeah.
And right now, they're the only three drivers to have ever won four times.
And this would be the fourth time winner in our lifetime. Well, not in our lifetime, but, you know, this generation.
In this generation, yeah. Because Rick Mears, I think his fourth time winning was the year that we were born. And so neither of us were actually, we were still in utero when he won.
Yeah.
Fall babies.
Well, early fall and mid-fall babies.
Yes. So.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think he'd have to get the spot because he is chasing that.
Yeah, he is. And I think that, I mean, you got to respect that.
Mm-hmm.
So you do. I think that he would have an Indy 500 seat for a couple years.
Yeah.
Just because of that and because of who he is.
Yeah. I mean, he still draws people and everybody.
Absolutely. I don't feel like Juan Pablo Montoya draws people like Elio does.
I do not believe that either.
No.
I don't believe Juan draws a lot of people.
Juan.
No.
Juan will not be happy if he loses his seat.
We did realize that Juan has three names like other serial killers.
Yes, Juan Pablo Montoya. So,
I mean, I don't know.
He looks a little dicey sometimes. He looks a little shady
at
times.
He does look a little cranky sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to meet him in an empty parking lot.
So, yeah, we were asked who our favorite drivers were.
They asked for our top five. I really can't even narrow it down to five.
Also, I just want to point out, and I forgot to tell this to you, and it tickled me, when you tweeted back our list, I think you tagged God and everybody, because you replied back to the tweet that already had like five different people tagged.
Yeah.
And then you added another five.
Yeah, I did.
And I was like, should I just tag the whole field?
Basically, yeah.
Except for Marco.
Except for Marco. Marco's not on that list. But yeah, no, yeah, I tagged everybody. Yeah, I did. You know I love to tag everybody.
I know. Ah, it made me laugh for a while. You know, that I think of that tweet, just laugh.
Oh, yeah. Like, anytime, pretty much any time I talk about a driver, I tag them. With the exception of some of the memes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
That's just because we think they're funny.
We think they're funny, but yeah.
Why not?
Might get us blocked. Funny. Well, I guess Marco's the only one that really blocks. I think everybody else has at least a decent sense of humor, so.
We hope.
We hope, anyway.
We hope so. I'd have to. All right, so, rundown. Who are your drivers?
All right. So, obviously, everybody knows I love Joseph Newgarden.
Yeah.
I do like TK, although this has not been his best season. I mean, overall, I like TK, but this season, I don't love him as much.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, but he's definitely going to be on the list. Tony Kanaan. Mm-hmm. Scott Dixon.
Yeah.
I love Scott.
Yeah, you do.
Ed Carpenter. I mean, he's a local.
Yeah.
He ran under Sarah Fisher. Now he's got his own race team. His headquarters is in Speedway. Mm-hmm. He's a nice guy. So I'm an Ed Carpenter fan. And then I really enjoy Hinchcliffe.
I know.
He's funny.
Mm-hmm.
He was hilarious on Pat McAfee's Live at 9 in May. And he's a good driver.
He's a good driver.
And I love his reactions to everything. Well, I think that's adorable. I think he was driving like an idiot. I mean, he never gets really worked up about anything. He just, you know, he's very even keeled.
Yeah.
Like, not in a serial killer way, like Rossi. He still shows emotion, but, I mean, definitely over the radio. But, you know, when they do a post-race interview, you know, he always, you know, thanks who he needs to thank.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's been an issue with something, then he, you know, he's just very matter-of-fact. You know, when they said, well, so-and-so said that you were wrong at the Texas race. And he's like, well, I think that's adorable. Like, you can't really rattle him.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy that about him. And then, obviously, willpower, because
he doesn't love her.
I love my Australians and my New Zealanders.
Yeah, you have both Dixon and Power on.
I know. I love them both.
I know.
Yeah. So, I can even narrow it to five. So, I
know.
Six.
You had a bonus spot there.
Yeah.
A little bonus. You've liked Tony Kanaan for a while.
For years.
Yeah, would you say he's your first favorite driver? On this list, how about that?
Yeah, I would say yes.
Okay.
I mean, because he's been around for a long time, and I've been, you know, hoping that he would win the Indy 500 for you. I mean, since I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, when he finally did, I mean, he's an Indianapolis fan favorite at the
Indy
500.
He is an Indianapolis fan
favorite. I mean, the year that he finally won, I mean, the stands just erupted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say he's probably my oldie but a goodie.
There you go.
On this list.
Yeah. A little fan favorite. My little guy.
Yeah, my initial.
Aww.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who else I used to root for. God, I'm been to so many races. But yeah, probably cannot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you like Newgarden not just because you think he's pretty, right?
That is true. I've actually liked Newgarden since he was a rookie because I thought that he had a lot of talent and a lot of potential, which clearly I was right. Roger Penske thought so too.
oh, so you and Roger Penske just of two minds.
BFFs.
Yeah, pretty much.
BFFs. In fact, we were at brunch together earlier today. I wish. You know what? He's getting pretty old. I bet he needs a personal nurse.
Well.
That's the job I need. I don't want to. Yeah. That's the job I need.
Well, if anybody's listening, just saying.
I have a bachelor's in science nursing. I'm happy to start IVs and hydrate drivers, Penske, whatever.
Yeah,
that's what
she's,
you need to do.
She's a really good nurse. I can vouch for this.
I am. I mean, I prefer not to wipe his ass, but I will. I get it. It comes with the job.
I mean, I feel like everybody would prefer not to wipe somebody's ass.
I mean, yeah. Unfortunately, that's what I decided to go into, so.
Well, we all make decisions.
We all make decisions.
I mean, sometimes we got to live with those decisions.
Yeah, I got to live with those decisions. Yeah. So. But, but yeah, me and Roger Penske, BFFs.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I thought, I mean, from his rookie year, and he originally raced with Sarah Fisher, and then he went to Ed Carpenter.
Yeah.
And then this year he moved to Penske, which.
Well, we can't.
I wish he would have stayed with Ed just because. I love Ed Carpenter Racing, and I think that Newgarden, you know, could have done extremely well with Ed. Although I understand, you know, Ed Carpenter doesn't have the resources that Penske has. I'm sure Penske's paying him a shit ton of money. So why would you turn that down?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to make the business decisions for yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Spoken like a true damn lawyer right there.
Yeah.
I feel
spoken
a little
like
dirty.
A capitalist.
A little dirty saying that out loud.
but yeah, so no, I've liked him since he was a rookie, and I actually have lost many, many bets betting on him winning races in years past. So it's my year this year on betting on Newgarden.
Well,
it's about damn time because I have lost a lot of money over the years.
You might be hitting that three-peat. We'll see what happens Sunday. So
I hope so.
Yeah.
I wonder if I get bonus points for a three-peat.
I would allow a bonus point for a three-peat. I would. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
If you pick a driver and they go 3 for 3, yeah, you have to.
Yeah. I mean, especially, yeah, if you pick them to win and they win 3 in a row.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, your favorite drivers.
I mean, first and foremost, obviously Will Power.
Obviously. I mean, the best name in racing, too.
Best name in racing. Plus, like, I looked it up just to make sure. So, he's been racing for 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
29 wins, 52 podiums, 41 poles.
Damn. That's some impressive stats.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. So it's not, I mean, obviously he's a great driver.
Obviously.
But this kind of backs it up that he is a great driver.
And he's a consistently great driver.
Yes.
He's not just great right now. He has consistently brought it.
There's a good history of consistency.
Yes.
Ooh, look at that little rhyme. he's definitely on my list. I also think that Rossi being on my list is a surprise to nobody.
No, that's not a surprise to anybody.
To nobody. And he's a great driver. I just, as I've mentioned, I think he needs out of Andretti. I think he needs to move to a smaller team.
Yes, and you and I have talked about this as well, because right now, I mean, I just don't think that he is getting the personal attention that he deserves at Andretti.
Agreed.
I mean, they have 4 drivers right now, and that's, I mean, you could be spread pretty thin. Trying to cater to 4 different drivers' needs. And I think that Rossi is an excellent driver. But yeah, I agree. I think at a little bit smaller team where he could go a little more one-on-one.
Yeah.
That they could really coach him and really mold him into being a spectacular driver and a spectacular competitor.
Because I think he definitely has the skills.
He definitely does. He's got the talent. Absolutely. I wouldn't even say raw talent. I mean, it's obviously been refined.
Sure.
You know, it's more than just raw talent. You know, him winning the Indy 500 was not just luck. I mean, that's years of training. And you can tell, I mean, we make jokes that he's like a serial killer because it shows no emotion. But
at the same time, that's kind of what you want.
That is what you want.
That's what you want in a
Because
driver.
You don't want somebody who's going to get heated and then make a stupid mistake.
Like us,
yeah.
I mean, that's the real reason why we cannot be drivers.
Yeah. I mean, I just think of how much speed I would lose from how often my middle finger would be up in the air.
I mean,
creating drag.
They'd have to build a little window for us right there.
Just so I could just flip everybody off.
Button to push. Not push to pass. Push to flip. If they did that.
Well, I mean,
T2F.
And I think we're both emotional people, and by that I mean that, you know, something happens and I'm reacting much quicker.
Yeah, we both tend to wear our heart on our sleeve.
Exactly. You cut me off, I'm going to come after you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try and save fuel or whatever. No, he cut me off, I'm getting my spot back.
Yeah.
I would be like,
so, yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, they obviously, you know, have that trained out of them, because you've got to look at, okay, maybe don't go back right now. Let's wait
back.
Maybe hold on, but...
Yeah. Maybe calm down.
Right? One of the reasons that we probably couldn't be race car drivers, although I think we'd be damn entertaining.
I'm just saying, we would pull in some fan money.
We would be damn entertaining.
All of that money would have to go back to race control for fines.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'd start a GoFundMe for fines.
I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, yesterday at the drag races, I just kept saying, I was like, I want to get in every one of these cars.
Oh, yeah, because first of all, not only is it like the... what you think of for a drag race, which is the, you know.
Yeah, because there are multiple classes of cars
right.
racing.
So, and one of them was, like, classic cars.
Yes.
Drag racing down the strip.
And I was like, oh, God, I want to get in these cars
bad. All of them.
I want to get in them so bad.
Except for the weird station wagons.
Yeah, there were random hatchbacks and station wagons.
I was like,
that was hilarious.
Mom?
Like, right? Is that a Woody?
I swore two or three of them were Woodies. They weren't, and I was upset.
They weren't. There was one that looked like it used to be, that they had removed the wood paneling.
You should keep it on.
Well, absolutely.
I mean.
Yeah.
Duh.
So, all right. So, Power and Rossi.
Power and Rossi, Hinch. I think most of what you've said. I think he's just one of those personalities as a driver that you want. I'm sorry, he came back from a horrific crash.
Yeah.
And I remember the next year, he basically was like, I'm going to take this track and make it my bitch.
Yeah.
And he won pole.
Yeah, he did.
So I don't know how you can't cheer for him as a driver after
that. I mean, that's, you got to respect that.
That's straight respect.
A lot of people, I mean, he coded a couple times.
Yeah.
They had to do CPR on him to, like,
yeah,
bring him back. Like, he was
shit.
Losing blood as fast as they were putting it in. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing that he's alive. And so a lot of people wouldn't race after that, or if they did try to race... And they wouldn't, like, have that, just the hunger and the mental fortitude, exactly,
mm-hmm.
to be able to get in there and go and just have no fear. I mean, obviously he has to get in. He just doesn't think about that crash.
Which is fantastic. And I think on top of his instincts, I think that mental strength right there also is what you want in a driver.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is another reason that I find him cat-like.
So many lives.
So many lives.
So many not giving a shit.
I mean, yeah, not giving any fucks. That's very cat-like.
That's very cat-like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that just even killed. Well, I think that's adorable.
That's a cat.
I mean, I feel like that's how my cats respond to me when I'm like, come here, it's time for your flea medicine. I think that's adorable.
I don't think so.
And you could stick that right in your ass.
So after those three, Ed Carpenter, I think it's many of the same reasons. I think that's huge of loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not, it's not like he's a horrible driver either.
Daddy doesn't do road courses.
But Daddy does not do road courses. Daddy only does ovals.
Daddy only does ovals.
So he's going to be racing this weekend, I think. Or this upcoming weekend. We're taping on Sunday. So next
yes.
week.
Yeah.
But,
so,
yeah, it's...
Which I anticipate that he'll do pretty well this weekend.
I think he will. I think he does solidly on the oval course.
He does. I mean...
That's because it's
all he makes ovals his bitch.
He does. He makes the ovals call him Daddy.
I mean, he makes everybody else call him Daddy, so... I
swear to it at this point in my life. I can't read any news story about him now without laughing.
Without laughing. Oh my gosh, I know. Well, and then the IMS this last week posted a picture of Ed talking to another... To who?
I think it was he and Graham.
Yeah. And Ed was pointing, and it was like, caption this photo. And it was on Twitter and Instagram. And so on Twitter, I posted the picture of our meme that says, Daddy only does ovals.
Isn't that the one where you neglected to realize that?
No, I knew they were tagged in it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. No, I knew they were tagged in it. When I replied, oh, no, I made sure that both drivers were tagged in it. That was 100% on purpose. First off, that's hilarious. Right? That's hilarious. I mean, and that one is not a slam against
it's not.
Ed Carpenter. I mean.
No, it's not.
No.
No.
So.
Yes, but it was both on Twitter and Instagram, and I know you and I both just stared at it probably for a good, like.
And I was like, I'm doing it.
The temptation is there.
I think I texted you and I was like, I'm about to post some things on Insta and Twitter under our account. I'm sorry in advance.
I know, like, not previewing it, just, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Molly's the voice of reason, and so sometimes I need to just do things.
Yeah, sometimes you just...
Sometimes I ask for forgiveness and not permission.
Yeah. Like 95% of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. So, Ed, and then finally, my last driver, another Hoosier, Connor.
I do love Connor Daly.
You know, I think this is going to sound weird, but he also reminds me of my brother.
Yes, I would agree.
So there's a little bit, I'm like, is that H? But he does have great instincts, as we've discussed before. It's just something's not mixing right in the current team. And I don't know if it's a lack of maturity still.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting because they seem to have, I mean, like we said a little bit earlier, you know, it's like they have all the pieces, they just haven't quite put it together. So Mid-Ohio, I felt like the pieces came together.
Yeah.
So I'm anxious to see how this race in the Poconos goes.
Yeah.
Because I think that will give us kind of a picture of, you know, was Mid-Ohio a fluke or have we kind of found the key to things? You know, because with any sport, you know, when you're an athlete, there's, you know, an ebb and a flow and kind of figuring out, you know, what the right balance is.
Certainly.
And with racing, I think that there's even more of that because with other sports, it's just you and your own body. With this sport, I mean, it's you and your body plus a car.
Machine.
So you've got, you know, engineering, physics, technology, you know, all kinds of things going into it that also play a part. So I hope that it is that they finally have found, you know, found a balance
found
and everything's
together.
Kind of started to come together. So I hope that he does really well.
Well, I think if I get my act together, I'll be on Verizon by next race, and so I might just have my phone plugged into his.
Oh yeah.
Channel. See, but then just listen and see, do they have it together?
Yeah.
I also have to get my shit together though by Sunday.
Yeah. I'm not gonna hold against you if you don't.
Yeah, it depends.
My family's AT&T, and I'm on a family plan, so I'm not changing anytime soon.
To be fair, I was on AT&T singularly, and then I mentioned this to my family, like, yeah, I'm gonna go over to Verizon because I've got a better unlimited. I'm like, oh, well, we're on Verizon. You could just come on back to the family plan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all right, fine.
You're not changing numbers, though, are you?
No.
Okay. Don't do that to me.
No, I have to keep the same number at this point in my life.
No, I've had the same number since I was 16 years old.
Yeah, no, it can't change.
Yeah. I guess I shouldn't have advertised that.
No, you didn't advertise your number.
Well, that's true.
You think you're a stalker from 16 years ago?
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, look at this face. Wouldn't you still stalk me after 16 years? I didn't really have a stalker 16 years ago. But yeah, I like Connor Daly as well.
Yeah, I just think there's something waiting, and once that hits, it's going to be really good for him.
Yeah,
maybe it's him going vegan.
Yeah, that seems to have helped. I mean, he dropped some weight.
Yeah.
He says that he feels really good, so,
good on him.
Good on him. All right, and after the Tricky Triangle this weekend.
Yeah.
We've got the Bomarito on August 26th.
Woo!
In basically St. Louis, but it's Gateway.
The Gateway Motorsports Park, and it's in Illinois.
Yes.
The Illinois side of St. Louis.
Yes. Anybody headed to St. Louis, let us know. Hit us up on social media.
I'm going. I'm excited.
Molly's going. It's right after her birthday.
Yay!
She's taking our Rookie of the Year.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how she's going to last. She did okay at the IMS, but that's our home turf.
Yeah, I'd say it's a different beast.
This is a shit show on the road.
Another shit show on the road.
This is another shit show on the road. An oval course on the road.
Oh, I know, and I'm so sad I can't go. But, you know, I'm going on another cruise, so.
I mean, I guess so. So that's coming up in August, and then we're going to go to the SCCA at the end of September, we've decided.
We are.
Just like 4 days.
Yes.
A sports car, so I'm excited.
I'm excited,
too. At our favorite place in the world.
At our favorite track in the world, yes.
So, can't beat that.
That'll be awesome. Yeah, I need to, once I figure out my next job is, I'll have to make sure I get those days off.
I'm going to go in on Monday and request those off.
Yeah, and then in October, we've got the air race, the Red Bull air race.
I'm excited.
I'm super excited. We weren't able to go last year.
Yeah, I had something come up. I was supposed to go, but didn't make it.
Yep, I was in the Bahamas scuba diving, so.
Yeah, okay.
I know, it's a really hard life I live.
Yeah, you're not going to get some sympathy from. Oh, you're on another cruise? Oh, you're
scuba. You're on another vacation? I know, literally the only reason I work is so that I can continue to vacation as much as I want to.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's it.
I don't feel like that's a bad statement at all.
Yeah. I work to live.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't live to work. I work to live.
I appreciate
that. I work so that I can do other fun things. Not that I don't enjoy my job, but you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Give them a choice. Week on a boat, scuba diving in the Bahamas, or working at the hospital. I'll choose scuba diving all day, every day.
Everybody should. Well, the Colts lost, that's sad.
Yeah,
it's preseason.
Yeah. So, all right, Aries in October. That'll be a good time. We will do live videos, of course.
Oh, obviously.
And keep you guys posted. So.
And maybe at the sports car, we'll see if somebody let us drive a car.
Oh, God, that would be so awesome.
That will not happen, but I'll ask.
Well, not with that attitude. Not with that attitude.
I don't think they'll let us on the track. It'll be like those kids you see just sitting behind the wheel. That's what it will be. Can I sit in your car?
Can I sit in and take a picture?
Just be a lot of pictures of us cheesing behind really pretty cars.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with.
I'm 100% okay with that.
Yeah.
We should wear something really fun, too, so that, like, we should, like, coordinate so that we look really good next to the cars.
Okay.
Like, we should coordinate outfits. And not just the checkers, you know.
Well, it's not a real IndyCar race. So I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, I know. So we should definitely wear something fun, but we should coordinate our outfits for sure.
I mean, we always do anyway.
I mean, yeah, obviously. Obviously.
Abby.
So, all right.
What do you think? We're waving that checker flag?
I think so.
All right. So, guys, don't forget to rate this podcast. We know you are out there listening.
We can see it. I can see the stats.
I see stats, people. So if you would just take a minute to rate and review our podcast, and while you're there, go ahead and hit the subscribe button if you haven't already.
Yep, subscribe to it. And in fact, if you are listening on an Android phone, you can actually set it up when you subscribe that it will automatically download the newest episode, and it will give you a notification when a new episode comes out, so you don't have to go in and find us every time.
How exciting would that be to get that notification?
Right? It's super easy. I've done that for a couple friends of mine who were like, I don't know how to do this, and I was like, it's cool, I got you covered. And so then when a new one comes out, they get a notification. You just click the notification, takes you right in.
Perfect, because we're on, and I know that I always use iTunes when I promote, because that's what I have on my phone, but we're on Google Play, Stitcher, I think now.
Are we on SoundCloud?
No, because SoundCloud, it's weird.
Okay.
We're not on SoundCloud. We use that for smaller clips. We're on TuneIn, Blurberry, BLUBRRY. Or if you just go to fastcarsfastgirls.podbean.com, that's our hosting site, and you can listen to them from there. And I know that they also have a mobile app.
Excellent.
So many ways to find us. Not only on sites, but we're also on social media. You can hit us up. Let us know if you have questions. We try and be responsive, as we just answered some questions today.
Yep.
Twitter is @fastcars317. Instagram is fastcarsfastgirls. Tumblr, fastcarsfastgirls, and 317, but like nobody's on there. I don't know why we keep saying this.
I know. We have a Facebook page.
Yes.
It is fastcarsfastgirls. And make sure you type out Fast Cars, Fast Girls, because there's a couple pages that's like Fast Cars, Faster Women, other things, and
that's not us.
So Fast Cars, Fast Girls.
Yes. Also our email, fastcarsfastgirls317@gmail.com. And always, anybody in racing who wants to talk to us, wants to tell us stories, be you a big fan or a racer or somebody behind the scenes, we'd love to talk with you. As you heard from our last episode, we're pretty good interviewers. We kind of just let you go. Soft questions really is how we roll.
Yeah.
But if you're a female race car driver, we'd really, really like to talk to you.
We absolutely would.
We would probably roll out the red carpet for you, and by that I mean margaritas and cookies.
Yeah.
Not together. But
no. I mean chips and salsa and margaritas.
And then you can have some cookies when you leave.
Yeah.
Good cookies. Finally, just so you know, the opinions and views we express in this podcast are ours. They do not represent any of our individual employers. They're really just our opinions, guys, so take that as you may.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.